You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congress returns this week from its August recess, staring down a deadline to fund the government and avert a possible shutdown by month's end. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian joins us this morning from Washington, D.C. When we look at how this budget battle is likely to shape up, Nicole, where do things stand right now?
Yeah, it's not shaping up too well right now, but hope springs eternal that lawmakers will be able to reach an agreement by the end of the month. But where we stand right now is you have Democratic leaders who have been calling for a meeting with their GOP counterparts to sit down and try to hammer things out. They insist this has to be done in a bipartisan way, but so far there is no meeting on the books for congressional leaders. In the meantime, congressional appropriators are continuing their work on a series of different funding bills, but typically you need 12 appropriations bills passed to fund the government. So that's unlikely to happen, which means some type of short-term fix may be warranted in the interim.
Well, and I guess in the Senate, they need, what, 7 Democrats to chime in, and the DNC chair is saying, no, maybe we should let the government shut down to protest some White House policies.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of posturing that's going on right now. And, you know, trust is really at a low right now between both parties. You know, many Democrats are kind of skittish to make any kind of deal with Republicans because they're concerned that the White House could potentially claw back funds. You know, you may recall right before the recess, we saw Congress pass what's called the rescissions package, where they passed a series of funding cuts. And then just last week, the White House did what's called a pocket rescission, where they clawed back or attempted to claw back about $5 billion in foreign aid that was congressionally appropriated. And that's not sitting well even with some Republicans as well, particularly those on the appropriations committees who believe that Congress does have the power of the purse. So they believe that the administration should continue to carry out its wishes there. So there's just a lot of mistrust on all sides, which is why it could be very hard to broker some type of deal to fund the government.
And it could be a long month, so I'm sure we'll be talking with you again.
It will be. I look forward to it, though.
All right. That is CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian joining us this morning from Washington, D.C.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.